I have strong determination, and I'm not afraid of change. I have yet to find that someone who would care to satisfy me and stay right by me. Oh, who can I run to share this empty space? Who can I run to when I need love? Who can I run
Who can I run to?
to fill this empty space with laughter? Who can I run to
When I
when
need
I need
love.
love? Twiller.
Who can? You know who you can run to? Tasha, you can run to the bank to get a check for your sister.
She ain't gonna do that.
Child, well, anyways, welcome to another Ratchet Ghetto episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. I am Tamika's receipts.
Oh. I am still currently minding my business and not indicted.
Work. I wonder who will get out first, him or Jen Shaw?
Please, Jen will be there for. I wonder how many housewives are upset about this news. Ramona's having a bad day.
I know Soggy Flicker is.
Soggy flicker. That's stupid.
I hate that hoe. Oh, you took another edible?
Oh no, it's a muscle relaxant.
Bitch, hold up. Hold up. An edible, a muscle relaxer, and some Hennessy? Oh, you finna be nice and laid out tonight.
I sleep well. I sleep really well. Okay, but I try to sleep well, take a little nap earlier. Every motherfucker in my contacts, I call my mom, call my sister, call my brother, call my dad. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? What the hell's wrong with y'all? Shit, can't do shit. They have a radar just knowing when I'm eating or sleeping.
We gotta disturb you. We definitely gotta disturb you. But speaking of disturbing, Tamika. Tamika. So, for those that are keeping track with this SWV and Escape show, it really, this show really just unopened and unearthed a lot of mess. A
It
lot.
unopened
I'm the edible kidding, so shut up.
it.
It opened up a lot of mess. Because she talking about how Rocky was trying to extort her for this sex tape that she recorded in her 20s. And I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. In your 20s, that was before smartphones.
She had the motherfucking shit set up on the tripod, okay?
But here's the thing that's suspect to me.
The Danielle Staub special.
Here's the suspect to me. So Tasha's husband, Rocky, used to work for R. Kelly. And all of this just seems very suspect and manipulative. So then Tamika shows the text message receipts about how he's claiming that he has dirt on Todd allegedly sucking a dick and then Tiny and some mess and Candy and some mess. And it's just like, if this is supposed to be your family, who needs enemies when you got your family, you know? And
I'm sorry, who's sucking a dick?
allegedly, he said that he has video of Todd sucking a dick, allegedly.
Todd Candy's husband.
I don't believe none of that shit. But Tamika did say, I had a sex tape and I put it in the safe of my sister's house. And I'm just like, first of all, and ain't nothing wrong with recording adult transactions. Hey, I've recorded some where everybody has either seen adult transactions or recorded adult transactions on their personal devices, and it's okay. But what I'm not gonna do is then leave those adult transactions in my sister's house. The fuck? Who does
Nobody
that?
does that. Nobody does that.
And it's just like, I don't know, just the whole thing just seems messy and it's just too much. And honestly, I don't think there's any coming back from this. Escape might as well just be a three a trio because I this is too much. And then of course now they SWV and Escape is beefing over being the damn headliner and not, and I'm just like, Jesus.
That's Candy's fault.
Well, Candy, I saw that part in the episode and I was like, Candy, girl, just co-headline the shit. Just co-headline the shit.
Having your name first doesn't always mean you're going to get more money.
It doesn't. And no shade, SWV has more hits than you than y'all do. That's not shade, that's true. 'Cause 30 is better than 7.
Candy's on there saying, y'all can talk shit about my voice, but my voice is the voice. Okay. Essential to the background vocals. And I said, okay. I guess.
But Candy did make valid points. It's just like, how are you gonna sit here and demean and down talk the same bitch whose voice is on songs that have gotten you money?
Well, shit. Apparently, the money wasn't enough. She got to steal checks.
Okay.
Whatever. Who else we got?
So we got that shit, and then what else is going on? Fuck. There's just so much. Oh, Brandi Glanville being mad about the narrative, and I'm just like, baby girl, when the network has to release a press release about the way how you fucked up, you gotta take responsibility. 'Cause Caroline Manzo ain't just gonna make this shit up.
Brandy's tweet was all Xanaxed out. It was complete drug addict tweet. It
Like,
was all
and
fucked up, all misspelled.
she did it. She did it. They wouldn't have to release a press release statement if she didn't do anything. Because Carol,
Well,
Caroline don't play.
okay, Caroline ain't got time for the bullshit. Okay, all she wanted to do was dip her toe back into reality for a second, see if she might be open to doing something again. But she done fucked it up. Brandy done fucked it up. Okay, you can go on a trip, a girl's trip, and get fucked up drunk without trying to eat somebody else's pussy or make out with them.
Without having to sexually harass your coworkers. Because at the end of the day, these are your coworkers.
That's right.
So, I don't understand, Brandy. You just But shifting gears, the Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer dropped today.
Ooh.
Looked really good in
I
that
was kind of juicy, but now I got that peach.
girl. It looked like they re-recorded It looked like they redid their intros too. Finally.
They at first when I woke up, I just saw the promo picture. I said, what the fuck is this? It's like they were doing Chicago or something. That
No,
red ass background.
it looked like
I
Soul
said,
Train. I liked it. You didn't like it?
it looked cheap. They've been making them look real cheap the past couple seasons. Because they can't compare to that one all black photo
That
with.
all black photo was iconic.
Okay, they can't beat that one.
Or
They
the
haven't
Red
yet.
Potomac photo.
The Red Potomac was good. But this one, I mean, it was better than the one they Bravo tried to give them last year that they had to go reshoot
Yeah.
on their own money. But it was better than that last year, but Barry Sears.
But the trailer, though,
The
Candy talking
trailer.
about, I'm a head but you.
Candy says, I'm gonna choke you out. I'm like, okay. Candy's sick of all these bitches, okay? She's de dealing with them hoes in the group, dealing with bitches on the show, okay? I
Candy
think
just
she's
seemed
mad
to.
that she's mad because, it ain't just showing up and eating dinner with some bitches anymore. Okay, now she's getting tested, now she's getting questioned, and I'm here for it.
She's getting put to work.
Yes.
Then they have Drew getting divorced on there.
Looking like a stupid ass bitch like she always fucking does. Okay. And then she's gonna be at the very end. I'll tell the story. And she's just about to start crying. Fuck you, dumb whore. Okay. I got suspended
Ooh.
because I called your husband a hoe ass bitch. And guess what? Where you at now? Where's your husband now, honey? Where's he at? Thank you.
Ooh.
Stupid motherfucker. Drew's a rat ass fucking bitch. And I agree with Marlo. She's a fake fucking actress. Don't know. Ain't nobody watching no Step Up. Okay. Ain't nobody listening to your little song on the soundtrack. Okay. Well, that song charted what? 97,000 on Billboard?
Not 97,000. You're a mess.
Okay. Baby Shark is higher than that motherfucker. Okay. Drew is trash.
Well, all in
And
all, what was that?
Sonya better do something this season. Okay. Second time around, do something. I don't want to see your damn family.
And I think Mon is Moneta back.
Monyetta's back. Okay.
And I saw that they brought back the wig. They brought back Kim, Deshawn, and Lisa Wu for a scene.
I hope Lisa Wu's drunk as hell again.
Girl, she was super drunk.
She was.
I'm surprised they showed Deshawn.
It's good to see her. I'm really excited to see Deshawn come on screen and do absolutely nothing.
Who gave more,
Absolutely
Deshaun?
nothing.
Who gives more, Deshaun or Robin Dixon?
Robin, come on now. Who else shows up to a party with a half empty bottle of Ciroc? Who else is just broke as hell? Okay, who else is talking about how she almost had them caps up in Macy's and Target and shit? She's a damn lie, and I enjoy her. Okay, who else is caping for a man just because he's the father of your damn kids? We ain't doing nothing but hoeing on your trick ass. Fucking on all the bitches around you, and you just sitting there.
All of
That's funny to me. Okay, she's like Robin's just like a couple of the bird motherfucking hoes I know personally. Just
them.
acting stupid for a motherfucking man. Okay.
And
Yeah.
then what else is going on? So, according to People Magazine, there is a new housewife on the streets of Beverly Hills. Her name is Anne Marie Wiley. There's already some controversy on the Twitter about her. So this person, their at username is at Unpopular JP, states that I'm hearing she's a conservative and a fan of Daily Wire stars like Matt Walsh and Candace Owens. Woke Bravo fandom will explode over this. Not that her politics should matter, but you know what these loser Karens are like. Get out the popcorn.
That's like what 90% of our housewives.
I mean, here's the thing. Most of these bitches have beliefs that I don't vibe with, but I'm like, okay, girl, if you keep it to yourself, then I don't care. I ain't trying to see it. I don't want to see no red hats, and I don't want to hear no racist shit. But, it is what it is. Have fun sharing somebody that got indicted, bitch, but.
Listen, if you can entertain, and I don't have to hear about real life. I know it's a reality show, but I don't want to hear about reality. I don't want to hear about politics or religion or anything like that. That spoils it for me. Just give me the garbage. I want the
I
garbage.
want the mess. I want the fights. I want the mess. I want the escandalos. I want scandals. I don't want this shit. But we shall see. And the girls have been picking on I almost called her Giselle, Garcelle,
Because her outfit.
because she's dressing like Giselle.
She's dressed like Mrs. Roper.
Girl, I'm like, Garcelle, you're too much of a baddie to be out here dressing like that.
She wouldn't put on a little red wig, a red straight wig, and started acting. She dresses like Velma. She's given me mama's family if she were a hoe.
Not mom.
She's given
Well, she posted a look today and actually it looked better. But I was like, oh, girl, like that purple outfit she wore on the red carpet. And then there was another one where it's like a black jacket that had poofs on the end and it just was not cute. And I was like, who is dressing you?
In her past seasons, as much as I don't care for her at all, because she's a damn lie, Dorit could help her.
No, Dorit knows how to dress down. And honestly, Dorit looks better with her darker hair color, in my opinion. I'll give the devil his due. I mean, I may not stand the lady, but the lady knows how to dress. And I would say 75% of the time Erica does too, but like those two should help Garcelle because I don't know what is going on. Like who did you piss off to have you out here looking like that? It's not cute.
She's dressing with Sutton. That's the problem.
Oh, and Sutton like them old lady cat sweaters and shit, which is cute, which is okay for her, but Garcelle, you were fancy on Jamie Foxx. You were a video vixen in the 90s and 2000s. Why are you out here looking like this? And speaking of Beverly Hills, what's so funny?
Nothing, continue.
What's so funny?
Nothing, continue.
You shading me.
How am I saying to you?
I know you.
I didn't say anything,
It's just the
okay?
laughs. Those are those same laughs that you do on Mario Kart.
And that means I'm shading you on Mario Kart?
Yes.
I don't even say your damn name. You don't even see me. Yeah, okay. You will see and you will hear and you will feel the shade when you come here, okay?
Can't wait.
It's
It's
gonna be
gonna be a
shady as hell.
movie. It's gonna be a movie.
It's gonna be a film festival. Okay. And I'm serious. I need to clone myself. I'm really get some shit out.
Man, I really, really like I love Janet. Lord knows I do. I love her down. But I'm still mad that because I'll be honest with you, if I didn't buy those tickets and I heard about this Mariah shit, I would have bought the Mariah ticket in a heartbeat. But we're gonna
Because
have a
even
good.
though she's not going to give me dancing and she's going to be lip syncing, I'm still going to be here for it.
Who's gonna be lip syncing?
Mariah's going to have that backtrack. She's going to give the high note, and that's that it.
You think so?
This ain't like a I don't this ain't like a real concert. It's just pride. It's just pride.
Yeah, that's true. Whereas Janet's gonna give us the full experience,
The
so
full shit, the real shit, okay?
yeah, for the niggas. And Ludacris is gonna be there too.
Luda, okay.
That means we better get there. We better get there on time because I want to see everything I paid for.
Okay.
I can't stand a bitch that pays for concert tickets and don't get there till
That's you and your people leaving at, 20 minutes before it starts. Okay.
girl, oof.
It
If the shit starts at 8, I want to be in the motherfucking building no later than seven.
motherfucker started at 8 and you and your people left at 7:40, okay? Thinking you're
Girl.
doing something. Going to San from Sacramento to San Francisco.
Girl. I'm still upset that I did not get to see A. Marie, Lil Mo, or Carrie Hilson. All I
Wait,
saw,
you missed three bitches?
I missed three bitches
Damn.
because we wanted to stop and eat somewhere.
Hold on, you stopped to get some goddamn food?
Girl. And then like
Like, really?
it took forever to get into that damn amphitheater. The line was all the way down the street to get in. And I could hear the songs going, and I was trying not to like get pissed. But I'm just like, bitch, I paid for six artists. Why am I only getting three? So all I saw was Maya, Brandy and Monica, and a little bit of Carrie Hilson. That's it.
Wow.
But that was like 4 years ago. But
I remember that concert. It was a good time.
that's right. But you got a Shanti at your concert, didn't you?
It was A. Marie, Carrie Hilson, Lil Mo, Ashanti, Monica Brandy,
Yeah, because we
and somebody.
had for us, it was Lil Mo, A. Marie, Carrie Hilson, Maya, Brandy, and Monica.
Yeah, you had Maya. That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
Okay.
Ashanti made it. Shit, she should have been on vacation.
Okay.
Because that bitch has like 9 million bathing suits. She's always somebody's beach.
I ain't mad at it though.
I ain't mad either.
You better get those residuals for singing J-Lo songs.
You about to get the Living Colors pissed off.
Who?
The Fly Girls, okay?
Girl, bye.
Yeah, okay.
That lady don't sing her songs.
Because, talking shit about people gets you in some heat.
Oh, like how you do on Twitter?
That's exactly how I do, and I will not stop, okay? Because
So
it ain't changing over here.
Rahsaan got another VH1 reality star pissed at
Star,
him. Another VH1
a
reality.
reality bitch, a bitch on TV, okay?
And what did you
Jennifer Williams at the same level of them hoes on Zeus. Okay, your cousin. They're not reality stars, they're bitches on TV. Okay. Okay, so Jacqueline Marie, who has blocked me, brought them bitches on a trip to Sacramento, and she got them rooms at a hotel. So they got little mini suites. The rooms were cute. I wouldn't have complained. It didn't look like a dump. It looked like, presentable. It was
Yeah, I passed by that hotel all the time.
And Jennifer was pissed. She's like, "You didn't get me a suite," and she's calling Jackie, cussing her out. Like, "Do you know who the fuck I am? Everything I do is top tier." And so I tweeted. I said, "Everything you do is top tier, Jennifer. You're a Red Roof Inn heifer." That's what I wrote.
And
She replied to me, and she said, "Bitch, where?"
then her little fans tried to get on you, but I was
And
like,
then the AccuView crew, okay, came up on me.
not the AccuView crew.
You could never. Jennifer is that bitch. And Jennifer, blah, 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 blah. Really? Even though it was horrible, I still laugh thinking about her husband, ex-husband, splashing her.
Respond.
She deserved
Should I do the disclaimer?
it. I hope that contact flew out when it
Should I
got
do the
splashed.
disclaimer?
What's
The
the
words
disclaimer?
and opinions of Rahsaan
Who? Who?
Armand.
I done fucked my name up too, Rashawn.
Rahsaan Armand are the thoughts and opinions of Rahsaan Armand.
Listen. Because we know not your thoughts and opinions. Because Big Bird come right on here. She's gorgeous. She has a hairline, and she's just so fantastic. And she has a great dynamic with the girls.
Girl,
And
fuck you. Girl, fuck
excuse
you.
me, excuse me, excuse me.
I said, girl, fuck you.
And I said, "Girl, fuck you right on the fuck back. What you
I
gonna
love
do?"
you. I
Now,
love you.
what were we talking about?
We're about to get into these motherfucking shows.
Okay. Let's get it popping.
So, the Escape and SMUV show. I feel like the meth has been happening more on Twitter than on the show. But I will say this though, Candy, baby girl, you should have just co-headlined. I feel like if y'all would have just co-headlined, that would have just kept some of this mess out. Cause now you got SWV mad at y'all. Then you got the sisters beefing. Then you got the Tamar shit. And I'm like, God damn.
Lee and Lily's going off. Lily ain't playing.
Lily ain't playing with nobody. Lily was cussing folks out on Twitter and shit. And I'm just like, Jesus.
I enjoy it. I'm loving it.
But Tamika, girl, take your sister to court. Because 30 grand, that's a lot of money. So
Is.
30 grand can take care of me for like probably more than half a year. So I don't know, sis. You figure it out, girl. But just the way how those text messages from Rocky was just too much. But yeah, that's about it for that show. But let's go on to the show that I know you don't like talking about, so then we can end the show on a high note. Girl, I am so sick of these bitches arguing around the table about the same old shit. This is the third week that we done talked about this motherfucking arsenal. I am so sick of this shit. Let's move on. Can we move?
I saw somebody on Twitter. It was Twitter or it was Instagram. I'm about to say Instacart. My goodness.
Not Instacart.
Listen, or Instagram. I think it might have been Instagram on Queens of Bravo, and they had like something about New Jersey. And one of the comments right there said, "I just want to know when the season's over." And I like that with the quickness, because this is horrible.
It's
This is
just, oh
fucking
my
horrible.
God, y'all are arguing about the most stupid shit. He's not gonna go to the wedding. But then you want him there, but you act like you don't want him there. And
Did you
then,
pay attention to that stupid shit about some fucking pizzas?
girl, I mean, I
Because I was
get
not
it.
following it.
Okay, so this is what happened. I'm just going to try to give a little Cliff Notes version of it. So, and this is why you don't do business with friends and family. You can make friends and family out of business, but you don't go into business with friends and family. You just don't. That's how shit gets messy. So basically, Joe Borga wanted to do this pizza oven thing, and Louis put in $250,000 of his money in it. It didn't take off. But then he heard about the girls and Teresa doing a photo shoot for this little pizza thingy and calling it skinny pizza, whatever like that. Joe Gorga was pissed off because he felt like he should have been compensated more or whatever like that. And it just blew up and it's a mess. And then the other part that had me very disturbed was Louie talking about I sleep in Nono's pajamas. That is fucking disgusting. Why are you wearing my dead father's pajamas?
Because
Why?
maybe he's into necrophilia. Maybe he's
That's
don't
nasty.
know.
I'm sorry, but bitch, you got money. You can buy your own shit. Why are you wearing a dead person's shit? Like that's just it's that's very
Okay, look,
weird.
Teresa enjoys that.
Ew. Oh
Because
yeah.
I'll
Put my daddy's robe on and come in here and tuck me in. Like what the fuck?
back to the pizza thing. Don't you flip houses? Flip the houses. Why are we doing pizza
Well,
oven?
here's the thing, too. Allegedly, I'm saying allegedly because I don't want to catch no case. I saw on Twitter about how he's banned from Home Depot for basically, I guess, writing bad checks and missupply payments and basically some fraud behavior. Then you remember that video of him getting into it with the contractor in the parking lot somewhere that was floating on TMZ and Twitter. You remember that video?
Yes.
I'm just like, you really do got a whole lot of mouth for somebody that is that damn short. It's always the short motherfuckers that always want to be so zesty. And I'm just like, but for what? So besides that shit, now the new girls is fighting each other.
It's not gonna hurt so much when they hit the ground.
I guess. But so Rachel Fuda and Danielle were arguing about how Rachel feels like Danielle was making it out that she was saying more than what she said. Because Danielle kept saying like, "Oh, she said this and she said that," and then Rachel's like, "Well, what did I say?" And then she couldn't even say it, and then Rachel was like, "Okay, girl," and I fell into like a weird rabbit hole on Twitter. Rachel Fuda's not even her husband's real last name. He changed his last name because Fuda is his mom's maiden name. Because they have a tile business in New Jersey. Their real name was Deander. And he changed his name like about 7 or 8 years ago. And I was like, that's a little suspect. And also, too, bitch, why are you trying, of all these years, you've been with that motherfucker all these years, you want to adopt his son now on camera? You don't have all that time to do that shit before the cameras came around. I don't know, just
Oh, well, it's serious now. Serious now.
something about her. So honestly, something about both the new girls. They're kind of entertaining, but just something about both of them screams Everything is not as it seems.
You know, Danielle, I was trying with her because I was like, okay, she seems hopeful. But
This Instagram and the brother shit,
I'm very
and
much, I'm very
I'm
uninterested.
so over it. It's so stupid.
Okay. And speaking of uninterested, not to take it off of Jersey, but I'm almost. It's been so long. I'm like, you know what? I don't give me the fucking trailer for Orange County then, bitch. Fuck you.
Girl, we gotta get the damn visuals from Beyonce before we get that damn trailer.
Because they act like it's one of your shits on them fucking Marvel things. Okay.
It's just what's
The
happening there.
argument between I did find pleasure in Teresa telling Jackie, shut the fuck up.
Yes, that was, because it was true, because it's just like, it's like, okay, girl, you are about somebody else's business. But then she was also getting into it with she was also getting into it with Rachel. And she, but it's like, okay, you keep talking about your shit, and this is a television show, but you can't get mad when people have something to say about your shit when that's all you talk about with us. But
Jackie just trying to get it popping again. I think the
Jackie's
ship has
just
sailed.
trying to, Jackie's just trying to get back to folding her arms in front of the title. But that ship has sailed, girl. Let that ship go. So that's enough about New Jersey. Oh,
Yes, it
we
is.
forgot. So they also premiered the trailer for Atlanta, and then there's a new Summer House coming out with an all black cast, which honestly, I think I'm gonna check it out. I think I'm gonna check it out. Well, let me see what was it? It was Summer House. What now? Let me pull it up on here so I can see.
Summer
Oh,
House
it was
Black.
Martha's Vineyard on May 7th. And it is just a beautiful melanated cast of fine black people. Now, I wonder if they're gonna have a homosexual in that house. I'm looking at them right now. Okay,
Probably.
maybe one of them looks like a homosexual, so maybe we'll see. But two of them look a little sus. But yeah, it's a beautiful cast, and you know, I love to support anything black.
You know, I might look at it.
You know, it's a
When I arrived at Bravo in 2005 or 2006,
Me and Bobby
I
Brown got
got
me into
stuck.
Bravo. Once you get
Into
sucked
this
in.
crazy shit, and you know what? I got sucked into all the Housewives, and I've strayed a few times, and I'm at capacity. I can do Housewives, Vanderpump, Married to Medicine if they bring Shots of Sunset back. Okay. Otherwise, or in the SWV little bullshit side shit. Okay. Other than that, I really don't have capacity honestly, to meet new people. Oh, I hate it.
Oh, but we don't have to watch it for the show. No, this is just gonna be something I watch leisurely, girl. Because as a content creator, this show is only Housewives and Housewives adjacent programming.
Jason.
Adjacent. You ready to talk about this girl's trip?
Let's go ahead. Let's go.
Because this edible is hitting and it's slowly starting to beat my ass.
Like Let It Plummet?
Huh?
Like Let It Plummet?
Who?
The Diplomat?
Where did that come from?
when you were reading the damn restaurant on the article when Luann's ass got arrested or fucked up, whatever she did, okay? And you said let a plummet, and I said where?
I guess I went to the Portia Williams School of journalism because, according to Portia, she's a journalist because she has a show.
She is a journalist.
Girl, when she said that shit on this week's episode of Girls Trip, I was like,
She should have had a testimonial on the Barbara Walters special.
I was like, I know you fucking lying. And because Candace actually has a journalism degree, and Candace actually worked in the Obama administration, and she's actually done things besides of just sitting there with Ricky Smiley. So Ricky Smiley is the epitome of journalism. Okay, girl.
You know what? Go ahead, keep going.
Was you gonna say?
Something derogatory.
I'm glad you caught yourself because I ain't trying to get canceled.
By who? That's what
Girl,
that's exactly. Okay.
not by
What I was gonna
me.
say.
Oh Lord. Okay, go ahead, say it if you want to say it.
I was gonna say Candace can kiss my ass, okay? She's on the
What?
wrong team.
On the wrong team.
Okay, trying to backing up Leah's crazy ass. No.
Oh yeah, because Leah was a little bit. I was like, people kind of work on my nerves. I would say Leah and Heather have been annoying me. I am so sick of hearing about that damn church. Oh my God, I am so sick of hearing about that damn church. And why the fuck did Heather try to FaceTime Jen Shaw?
I have no damn idea, because even if she did answer it, I don't think they're trying to give her some screen. They don't want to give her no screen time.
But I'm tired of hearing about that bitch because this is episode 4, and we have heard about that bitch every episode as if she's on this damn vacation.
And I did not appreciate Lisa Barlow being on this motherfucking ship.
Girl, me
Don't
neither. I'm like,
bring that here.
don't bring her. Shit, I need a break from them, from her. I don't need to see your ass until the shit comes back on.
You know what needs a break?
What?
Alexia's titties. Okay, them shits are squeezed so damn tight. Do you see them green ass veins just sitting there? Them veins look, it looked like her titties are gonna blow the fuck up. I was like, she gonna blow up the damn screen. Okay.
I thought that she was about to say, he called me and he told me that he was gonna blow you the fuck up.
Fuck up, okay?
Giselle had me. I was looking at her like, okay, girl, you sitting here talking about you riding for Candace, you grow for Candace. Yes, you defended her on the little show, but bitch, you don't ride for her, especially with the shit that you did on your current season. Like, bitch.
Just bringing up the Monique topic, really. Everything Candace said about it, hold on, Fergal, she's a tutorial on how to make the triangle. It looked ridiculous because the damn sharp ass point, I'm like, what if your hand moves too fast?
What if you jab your eye?
Exactly. That just looks dangerous to me.
It do look a little dangerous.
But her talking about Monique to Portia and Portia's opinion on that, I back up Portia because you know what? Guess what, bitch? You run your motherfucking mouth, you're gonna get popped some at some point somehow.
Yeah,
Okay?
you can't talk reckless with anybody. But that was a couple of years
You
ago,
wanna drag me? You gonna drag me? You gonna drag me? Bitch, yes, I will.
but that game was shady. Portia, damn well that was shady. And then when fucking of course Heather was gonna eat the scorpion. I knew Heather was gonna eat the scorpion. But when Leah ate the
Took a
scorpion because
big
she
bite too.
could, and I was like, girl, you ain't gotta bite that hard. You just take a little bite. Like
You gotta
she,
skin that motherfucker.
girl, she bit that scorpion like it was a fucking crab boil, girl. She bit that scorpion like it was the all-you-can-eat
Ate
shrimp
that
and Red
scorpion.
Lobster, girl.
Yeah, she tore it up.
I was looking at that, I was like, ugh, just a thought. But Leah, when they asked her about the reboot, who of your season 13 cast, and I'm like, clearly this was filmed last year, so clearly she was trying to keep it cute because she didn't want nothing to come bite her or stop her bag. But I was like, girl, I would have just said Ramona.
I want Leah to go home.
Yeah, she's such a like, she's always like, I understand if you're sober and you're around drunk people, that is annoying. And no shade, I understand you want a bag, you want the coins. But if you're not mentally prepared to be around that type of energy, let somebody else have that spot. Like,
First off, you know what? I don't care about the sobriety shit. You know what? You're a sober person and you're an adult. Figure it out. What happened to, oh, you don't need alcohol to have fun. Okay. How about we live on that and let's go on with that motherfucking bullshit ass theory
yeah.
and shut the fuck up. Okay. Have fun. Try to have some fucking smile. Okay. I understand women,
Bitch,
people don't like saying smile, but bitch, smile.
you're in motherfucking Thailand. You're in one of the most beautiful resorts, and you got this man running around here on hands and feet to bring y'all shit, whatever y'all want. Bitch, enjoy yourself. It is a free vacation. Because you know damn well they did not have to pay for none of that shit.
Marisol complaining about the motherfucking whatever the fuck food was sitting on the counter that she her bitch ass ate.
Bitch, you throw
Okay.
that shit away.
Okay, she's saying Pepsi needs to go get the motherfucking housekeeping people. Bitch, just do it. Just throw that shit out. Flush it. Figure it
And
out.
no shade, Marisol, you're an alcoholic. You
She
are,
absolutely
bitch.
is.
You are. Like it's getting old and it's getting weird. Like you're talking about your stomach hurts, but yet the only water that you drink is coffee. No shit, girl. That's why your stomach hurts. Like, you should gotta be fucking dehydrated as shit. Like, what the hell?
Her coochie smell like UV blue.
Oh. Have you
Mm-hmm.
ever, oh, you never worked in a bar or food service. You ever worked in food service?
Concessions at the movie theater.
Okay, so you know when at the end of the night, after all them drinks and shit done spilled on the floor, you gotta lift up those mats to mop the floors. That's what her
Yes.
coochie probably smell like.
Oh, the fucking nasty ass floor and the rubber mats.
Yes, girl.
Heavy
Like
ass rubber mat.
at the bar when all the fucking alcohol that be spilled on the floor and they gotta mop it up. That's that smell. I know that's what her coochie smell like.
Her pussy smell like the drain right there underneath the soda machine.
Oh. So I'm just like, girl, that's not a, you are not a spring chicken. I know you got to be in your 50s. That's not good for your body.
Listen, her
And you know,
shit's running
I
down.
like a cocktail. Don't get me wrong, but girl, water, moderation, because it's gonna start showing, girl. Who else we got left? We talked about.
Already showing. Her face looked like a whole Thomas guide.
Oh, what?
Thomas guide.
What's that?
You remember the big ass maps, books?
Girl, I haven't. You just unlocked a memory that I have not thought of in probably over 20 years.
Okay. Don't act like you ain't, nobody ever used the Thomas guide.
Girl, we did
Okay.
the map quest.
You Thomas guide was around when your ass was born and somebody
I
was using
know.
it.
I know. My mama.
Okay. But the fact that I would print out a damn map quest and drive looking at the fucking piece of paper.
Girl, and don't you miss the fucking exit, girl, because then you're gonna have to go all the way back and retrace your steps.
I made many illegal swipes because I was about to miss exit.
Girl, I remember those days. And I remember when I had my sidekick, my friend thought the sidekick had GPS on it. He was like, directions back home. And I was like, girl, you're gonna have to stop first so I could get the address and type the address onto the damn sidekick and then go from there. I love my friend DJ, bless his heart, but this was like 2005 or six.
Damone?
Yes.
Oh, Damone.
Yes, girl. We always had a bunch of good times riding from here to the Bay and going to all these clubs and stuff. That's who I saw. I remember we went to the club when we saw Danny DeCane when it was just two of them.
Who's the
It was
two? Steve Woods and something?
no, it was Don and Andrea. No, Don and Shannon. Don and Shannon.
I remember seeing them at the Wheel Turn, and this is actually the year before I moved to LA, and it was all five, or with the five of them or four, all five of them, and then Diddy performed too, and Day 26.
Oh, so this must have been like 2006 or seven.
Yes.
Yeah, because I saw them twice. I saw them open for Christina Aguilera. No, I saw them three times. I saw them open for Christina Aguilera. It was all five. And then I saw them at the crib in San Francisco. It was just two. And then I saw them on their last tour they did, and it was four. It was a good show. Good times.
Who was the ghetto one? Was it D Woods or was it Don?
The ghetto one.
One of them.
The one that was with the girl for the dude from day 26.
That was Don, right?
That was Don.
I feel like D Woods was kind of ghetto.
I'm gonna just need Paramount Plus to put those seasons of Making the Band on the damn app, because I will sit up and watch that shit again. Divas.
Divas.
And Lori Ann.
You know this edible, y'all. I took an edible too.
I'm a little high too because we're going on a Danny Kane tangent.
You know what it's got me thinking? You know what a black ass name is?
What?
Remember, I don't know how to say her name. Remember, Pounder?
Who?
CCH Pounder?
CCH Pounder.
Don't act like you don't remember this
Where
bitch.
are they from?
CCH Pounder. She was just in a bunch of shit. She was.
Carol Christine Hilaria Pounder.
Oh, that's what it was. She was. Me and my mother would just call her Ch, because I didn't know how to say it. We didn't know how to say it.
I'm like, what? I thought you was talking about somebody I'm making the band.
Dylan, Dylan, Dylan.
I remember Tequita, but I remember.
You remember the warm up? I love you forever. I love you
You
forever.
forever. Bitch.
We in the car, we
We ride
driving slow.
slow. We're doing
We
things that
going
the girls
fast.
can't do.
What the fuck were we talking about, Luton Charles? Shit, we went all the way.
We were talking about girls.
We see it fucking the band bitches. Okay, the fuck were we talking about?
Were talking about girls' trip. I'm tired of hearing about Whitney and Heather and this goddamn church. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Let that
It's
shit
crushing.
go.
And the thing is, this is right before their reunion, and Shannon didn't give her any flack at the reunion, barely. Well, she wasted all her energy on this shit. Keep that same motherfucking energy on your own damn show, ho. Okay? And Heather, that motherfucking seat cover is killing me.
Girl, I it's such an ugly dress. It's so who dressed her, Giselle? It's really bad when Giselle's fashions look better than yours.
That's a travesty. That's an
But
horrible.
that food did look good at that New Orleans party, and I do love the King's cake. I love, I don't know, I just love New Orleans Southern food, the gumbo, the King's cake, all of it, the motherfucking
You know what you sound like?
what?
Well, you said the King's cake. It reminded me of Millions.
Huh?
Oh shit, what's the name of the island? I forgot. What's the name of the island?
Islands. Anguilla.
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 Hot Cheetos.
Bitch. But just to cap this off before we go, because we both getting too high.
Okay.
What? For okay, let's fantasy cast the Real House, because allegedly the rumor is the next franchise is going to be New Orleans. And I thought about that from this episode of Girls Trip, and I was like, so they've been shipping girls from different cities. Move Giselle there.
Ooh.
Move Giselle from Potomac to New Orleans because that's where she's from. That's where she has family. And I know she got friends down there too. I want to see, because the thing about it is, like her or not, Giselle is a key housewife. Like her or not, I'm giving the devil their dues. But what I would like to see from her is I want to know about her. I want to know about like background about her. I didn't know the bitch had a damn sister. I feel like if they were smart and they wanted people to tune in to New Orleans, either have it be like it's one of her friends and she kind of like comes in, or have her be the center beignet or the center gumbo or whatever they hold. Could you imagine they hold a cup of gumbo or some
Yeah,
beads?
they're gonna hold like a some bees or that green ass drink.
Oh, the frozen margaritas you get on at Mardi Gras. Yeah.
That's right.
But I'm excited to see who they cast in there. I hope that they get some sports wives or something, or some prominent figures out there. There's a hell of prominent figures out there, and I want it to be blackety black.
Put Contessa on there. She needs a job.
Okay, so if you were to cast New Orleans with people from the Bravo universe that have ties to New Orleans, you got to pick six girls.
Gonna pretend like they got ties to New Orleans
Yeah, you could do that.
because I don't know these bitches' background. I'm gonna say let's get drunk ass Shamari. Let's see. Let's get that bitch Yavanna.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get Noella.
Yes, is Noella kind of Creole looking?
Let's go ahead and get if she can get pay, she if she could get time off from the gas station, Katie Ross, or the ice cream shop, whatever she's doing. Okay. And let's get the black bitch from Housewives of DC, Stacey, DC.
Okay.
And lastly, get Mary, Martha Cosby.
I think she got houses down there too. Okay, so I'll do my six girls. Giselle, Lisa Nicole Cloud,
Lisa.
Lisa. We gotta have a delusional bitch. And then Giselle's the messy bitch. And then,
Lisa Wu.
well, no, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to feel like make it like a good, like evened out cast. Mind you, I say any Bravo celebrity. So
About
Demetria
Demetria? Yeah.
from Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
Dr. Bob?
No, not
Oh.
Roger Bob, Demetria from Blood, Sweat, and Heels. And then
Okay.
who was that crazy light skinned bitch from Blood, Sweat, and Heels?
Was gonna say the mixed one with the hair and the bird.
Because I'm thinking I'm because basically what I'm doing is I'm trying to make it to where some of the girls have history with each other, and also the dynamic wise, because you got Giselle,
You know who
she's the messy.
you should add Tasha from the Basketball Wives.
Girl, I'm keeping it Bravo girls.
I'm thinking of outside hoes. Okay. Like you should like Mimi, Ola Raimi.
Well, Mimi, girl, the VH1 girls.
Listen. You get Rashida.
But I rap like Shorty Low.
like Shawty Low. Okay.
Okay, so that bitch, you made me forget. So I had Giselle, I had Lisa Nicole. Who the fuck else did I have? You made me forget. I had Giselle, Lisa Nicole.
You call me that bitch. I'm gonna fuck you up, Clutishar.
Shut up. Giselle, Lisa Nicole, Contessa. So that's three.
How you gonna steal Contessa? I had her.
Okay, you can keep Contessa. Giselle, Lisa Nicole, Katie. Oh,
Bitch from Blood and Heels.
the light skinned bitch from Blood and Heels. Okay, so that's three. Katie, that's four. But no, that's too much crazy. That's too much crazy. Take Katie out. So that's three. So we got Giselle, Lisa Nicole, light
Two.
skinned bitch, huh?
You just bitches from my cast, okay?
And then, oh, Mariah Huck. And then Cynthia Bailey to mellow it out. Huh?
Who?
Cynthia
Who?
Bailey to mellow it out.
Are you sure?
Because with Giselle's, okay, because we got Giselle is messy. Lisa Nicole Cloud is
Let me
delusional
tell
and
you something.
messy. What are you going to tell me?
Was gonna say Cynthia Bailey is like ordering spaghetti from McDonald's.
Okay, we can take her out. Eva.
Eva, f face, Eva.
Yes. And then maybe one of those summer house girls just for a little razzle dazzle. I don't know. Sierra.
The fuck is that?
That's a girl
I
on
don't
the.
know. Know them hoes over there. You know what? When I say I'm at capacity, I'm really lying because I really mean I'm not trying to watch no more shit because I watch a lot of bullshit
I
and
do
I'm trying to
too.
cut it down. I see on Twitter, it sounds like the 90 Day Fiancés and the Married at First Sights and the Love Under the Lockdown and the
I think I
600.
want to get into the 600 pound
It's really
sisters.
fun. This is all TLC and shit like that. And I'm like, huh, that looks like they got it popping over there. Cause this is how, my 600-pound life, I could audition. Okay. Shit.
You are not fat. Shut your ass up.
Are you kidding me?
I'm looking at you right now, bitch. You are not fat. You are fabulous.
That's a nice way of saying, oh, you a fat ass bitch.
You get a
You
fat
know,
ass
so
bitch. Bitch, I'm 275 pounds.
because you're 8 feet tall. You understand? Okay.
But you're not fat, bitch.
And 99 and 90 degrees or 90 pounds of it is you've got your ass, okay? Your Black China ass.
Girl, this is all natural.
Y'all, he got it from Home Depot, and George Gogol wrote a check.
Shut up.
What else?
I think that was all this week. We will be back next week. Next week we got just Jersey and Girls Trip. And I think that's the last episode of Escaping Them.
Really?
I know. But I got one last thing to say before I let you go. Every man wants a woman.
Everybody, cheese.
Gotta know how.
Gotta know in
Right, y'all. See you next week.
infatuation with unemotional high. Everyone, this love affair, baby. Conversations are cheddar. And my friends ask me about it. The I hit
I
that one. I did that.